Funny story.
Uh-huh.
I'm ashamed of it.
Oh, geez. Tell it.
A few years later.
Oh, geez.
Few years and a few dollars later. Okay, anyway.
Uh-huh.
I was a bad boy.
Oh, Lord. Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
I ended up stealing.
Wait a whole lot of time.
Yes. I went to Nutbush and I stole. No, I'm just. I stole a pair of heels. And
oh, my God.
No. That's a joke. Anyway, I end up stealing my daddy's credit card.
Oh, my gosh.
And I end up ordering $300 or $400 worth of Tina Turner. CDs, VHSs, DVDs wasn't out yet. Pictures, yeah. Autograph things. Yeah, I went crazy.
Are you serious?
This is when not eBay. What is it? Amazon was beginning to come out. Yes.
What?
This was the beginning of Amazon. And I end up going on there and ordering that much. I got my tail beat for it.
I know you didn't.
Leroy didn't get me.
Oh, no.
But Mama did. Ooh, Mama got me.
She didn't play either. God rest her soul. She didn't play either.
Mama got me. But... Once I got caught, I thought I was going to send it back. But she ended up making a deal with me. Mm-hmm. I had to come home, do my homework. Mm-hmm. Then I could watch the tapes.
Wow.
That was the only way I could watch them.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, that was my punishment, to come home, do my homework, and then I could watch them. I guess it wasn't a punishment, but it was just more of incentive to do your work first. You know, school comes first.
Where's my
yeah.
Book? Damn you. That's dope, man. So let's talk.
Learned my lesson. I don't steal anymore. Stop it. Good. I work God hard for everything I get.
You do. You do, man. So do I. Where's my wallet? Well, I know you wouldn't steal nothing. You'll give 10 times before you steal one. I know.
I will.
All right, let's move into Billy now.
Let's
Billy,
my food.
Who we go getting it in. All right, so let's talk about Billy D. Allen.
I hate
this. Oh my God.
It's too R&B. I hate it.
Billy D. Allen. Pause on the D. The world renowned, the it's like, oh my gosh, man, you know this guy named Billy Allen. I think it's Billy D. Allen. Like, people rave about you. It's like everywhere, like from here to Florida back to Illinois, it's like they rave about you. Like, it's like to the point, like, you can't even go out sometimes, you know what I mean? Like, without being bothered while you're trying to eat or something like that.
Well, see, this is what happens.
Please tell me.
See, when I come out, they get disappointed because they thought they was going to see Billy D. Williams.
Oh, my
see,
God.
That, when they see a fat boy with blonde hair walk on the stage, they get very disappointed.
Oh, my God.
They start hollering and screaming and running like it's a horror movie playing.
Oh, my. Stop it. Wait a minute. Oh, my God. Oh, that almost took me out.
Oh, my God.
Boy, you a nut. Oh, but look, seriously, like.
What?
Oh, my God. Ooh.
That's the trick. See, that's how we get you in the house.
Oh, my gosh. We got to stop drinking.
That's how we sell tickets.
Right. Oh, my God. So, but seriously, man, like, you have this it's almost a cult following. Like,
oh, I don't know about that.
I would say that, like, because this is me giving you, you know, your flowers, like, you know what I mean? Like, while you can smell them, like, but it's like, no matter what you are attached to, right? It could be you and the Muppets. It could be you. It could be you and
that. Careful now.
Oh, Jesus. But it could be, it doesn't matter who you're attached to, man. Like, it's people coming to see Billy. I know you'll never say this, but I'm telling you the truth, because when I'm not on stage with you, you know, I come and support you a lot when I'm not working. You know what I mean? And I hear these conversations, and I mean, they don't know. you know, a lot of places we be, they don't know that we know each other. You know what I mean? Like right. that. They don't know that we're family or whatever. Right. So I get to hear the raw conversations mm-hmm. and these comments and like, man, who, what
you
in the world?
Same thing my mother used to do in the audience.
Yeah.
Yeah, she would come on and tell me they was talking about this and this and that, and the girls were saying this, or somebody was criticizing this. She helped me out a lot. She told me stuff that I needed to hear. Mm-hmm. Probably didn't want to hear some of the stuff, but it helped me become who I am today.
Makes sense.
Yeah,
yeah. Like, man, shout out to your mother, God rest her soul.
Yes, yes.
Amazing, amazing woman.
Mm-hmm.
But
yours too, man.
Thank you, brother.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, I hear these conversations and I'm listening and I'm like, and it kind of makes me like, it makes me, it ain't no kind of, it just makes me proud. You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
because people see, they see what they would consider the finished product. And the reason why I say what they consider is because like, they don't understand that the work you put in.
Right.
To you, you're not finished. That's the thing that makes you great, in my opinion, is because you're not settling. You're always working towards, you're not going by what somebody is saying. You know what I mean? Like, because if you just went by like what people said, like, oh, man, Billy, man, blah, blah, man, like you would have been done 10 years ago, you know, 10, 15 years ago. But it's always progress. And the thing is, you are the one that keeps moving the benchmark. You know what I mean? Meaning you're never satisfied with anything. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. And that falls under the umbrella of being driven and having passion and not settling. Right. I mean, essentially, it's just not settling. I'm not, you know what I mean? Because you have big things that you want to accomplish. You know what I mean? So I think that's just super dope, man. But I know the work, like the people that's listening, you know, the one person that might listen to this podcast, they don't like, they might not know the work that you put in, but I see it like every day. You know what I mean? So
they don't see all the hours that goes in just doing an hour a show.
Right.
Just doing an hour show. It's like a bunch of hours. You got, you got rehearsals, you got prep time, you got clothing, you got to make sure you eat right. You got to do this right. You got to do that right. It's so much that goes into that 1 hour stage time that they don't see.
Makes sense.
You know, and then that, and when somebody's sitting there and they just get up and just walk away, it's like, whoa, it makes you think, you know, when you see a lot of people on stage and cheering me on and stuff, I'm not worried about those people because those people you already got.
Right.
I'm worried about the people in the back that's checking their phone or walking off or leaving.
Right.
You know, I'm wondering, why did they leave?
Right.
What did they not get? What did they not receive? You know, that's what I worry about, because being a performer, you want everybody to have a good time.
Right.
Yeah. It's not just about, it's not just about me.
Right.
It's about the people. And I tell the band members that all the time. You got some band members up there just playing for themselves, playing for the money, or playing for girls and drinks.
Right.
You know, yeah. So I like guys around me that really want to play for the people. That means the song might last 1 minute, or the song might last 6 minutes or longer.
Right.
It's all about the people.
That makes
sense. It's not about us.
Right.